This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, we've got Joan and Christine. Joan called with a very good question, which is she has a friend who is experiencing memory issues. How old is your friend, Joan?
In her 60s.
Okay. Has this come on quite suddenly, or is it relatively, has it taken a long time?
I think it's relatively taken a long time. I don't really know all that long, maybe a few years.
Okay.
But she always said she had not a great memory. A lot of people don't.
She said she didn't have a good memory?
Yeah, she said that she didn't think that she had a good memory.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, just don't get anxious about it.
Well, I mean, that's like saying don't think about pink elephants, right?
Right, I guess.
And so. there is now medication that is available, so going to a neurologist is not necessarily a bad idea, because there is now medication to sort of stave off Alzheimer's a bit, and then there's another medication that tends to stop the deterioration. So mm-hmm. there's reason in the past. There was just nothing you could do, and so anxiety was kind of coin of the realm. And you're absolutely right that worrying about it, because it's a distraction, and anything that distracts from memory, by definition, is going to make it less viable. It's why multitasking is one of those ideas. It's not a very good idea if you're really working on memory. So, as I mentioned, if she's going to a neurologist who specializes in diagnosis of Alzheimer's, then some of the burden may be lifted from your shoulders, because he or she will very likely have a therapist that he or she can refer your friend to. But the question about how do you determine whether or not a therapist is really an expert in something that you want to So rather than Googling therapists, what I would do is Google treatment for Alzheimer's or psychopharmacology treatment for Alzheimer's. I would also look into gerontology, which deals specifically with the issues of aging. And I guess the other issue is with therapists, you're dealing with balance seems to be the hallmark of today's program, even though that isn't where we started, which is you want a therapist who knows what they're doing, but you also want a therapist that you feel that you can work with. And it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody you like, although it never hurts, but you have to trust your therapist. And so and part of that is just personality. So what I recommend is when people are going to spend some time and money and effort in therapy, that most therapists will talk with you on the phone for 5 minutes or so without charging you, but realizing that therapists basically sell their time. So talking with a therapist about saying, and in theory, you could do some of the pre-screening for your friend. You can't tell whom she'll like, but you can say, are you an expert in this particular area, or how many clients have you been dealing with, or have you done any continuing education in this particular field, or do you have any patients that would be willing to talk with me about their therapy with you? So you can ask those questions, which are perfectly legitimate, but bottom line is, what I say is, you know, get a couple of names, and then go and talk with them. And you may even want to spend an hour or two with one or an hour with a couple of different therapists, because you're going to be spending some serious time with them. And you wouldn't, you know, it's amazing that you wouldn't buy a car before you test drove it and checked it out on whatever in the blue book and have your mechanic look at it. And therapy, and you're going to spend some time and effort there. And it needs to be somebody that you like and you can trust. And so part of it is the credentialing. Part of it is just whether or not you feel comfortable with this person or your friend feels comfortable with this person. Mm-hmm. But I think asking those questions is a perfectly legitimate thing to do.
Okay.
All righty?
Yeah, I have one other question.
Is
there any book on the market that is good for, you know, helping a person with anxiety or memory. Well, is there any particular book you might recommend?
Well, there are books about both, actually. There are a lot of books about how to memory, and there's actually apps that sort of say, okay, here's how to improve your memory. So you can, and there, some people think that there's actually food, that fish actually, omega-3 will actually help your memory. We know that repetition helps memory. We know that using different pathways, one of the things that a lot of us who were perpetual students learned was if you wrote something down, it's one of the reasons why someone will call up and say, I called you 10 years ago and I remember sometimes part of what they were talking about is I take notes every day with you guys. Their notes, you don't have to worry about them being subpoenaed because no one could read my handwriting, and I never use last names, but it helps me to focus, number one, and also to remember, because using a different pathway than my ears, it's using a different pathway, so I'm using hand-eye coordination, I'm using my eyes, so that helps. And there are also issues about anxiety and square breathing and relaxation responses. Now, what you're looking for, to a certain extent, is the intersection of the two. And I'm not sure that there are books specifically, there are also books about Alzheimer's and especially for caretakers of people with Alzheimer's. But reading a lot about Alzheimer's right now is probably not going to calm her anxiety at all. Okay. So, but ways of doing meditation, yoga, square breathing, visualization, there are lots of books, and there's, I think, I actually have a thing on square breathing on my website, and a visualization exercise, in terms of calming anxieties, paper and pencil, and then in terms of memory, as I said, there are lots of things about memory, including apps. So she can do both, or you can do both. But right now, I think her referral to a neurologist is not an inappropriate thing to do. And hopefully the neurologist will either say, yeah, here's what we can do at this moment, and here's what we need to switch you on. I remember like 25 years ago, I had an aunt who, and the doctor, which I thought was incredibly crass on his part, said, yeah, you've got Alzheimer's. And she talked with me about it, because everybody talks with me about everything, and she was just out of her mind, literally, with it, because she was single and she'd always had medical problems. And I thought, that guy's a real idiot. And it's one thing to say, here's some things you can do to improve your memory, and here's some things we need to do to make sure that you're able to take care of yourself or someone takes care of you. But he didn't offer any of that, and all he did was make her really miserable. And now there are more enlightened approaches and better tools to deal with it. So, but I have never forgotten that. And if I'd known his name, I probably would have gone over to his office and slapped him. Because it was really inappropriate. He was really... And I'm sure he would have said, well, she needs to know. And it was an inappropriate thing to do and made her life miserable. But I think your friend hopefully will get either a relatively clean bill of health and point out that anxiety is really a memory deterrent, and that if she... And she also may want to try hypnosis, which is not a terrible idea. But I would wait on... She's not going to do any of this until she comes back from the neurologist.
Okay. I thank you very much.
My pleasure, Joan. Thanks for calling me back. 855-993-7569. Christine, how may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm doing well, in spite of the solar flares, which seem to be destabilizing human behavior. But, you know, I'm a therapist. That's what I do.
Well, I didn't know about solar flares. Maybe that's what my problem is.
I don't know what I can do about solar flares. I can only just help with the outcome of solar flares.
So I'll tell you my question, and then you can ask me background information, okay?
Okay.
All right, so yesterday my mom and I, we don't really argue that often, but we got into a heated argument yesterday, and she told me that she does not think we're equal. And that she's the mother, I'm the daughter, and we're never going to be equal. And I want to know. And I have always thought that's the way she feels. And I know that she has said that to me in the past, but I'm 45 now.
All right. Well, I tell you what. You hear the thought-provoking solar flare music. Let me put you in hold. We'll come back and walk through it together, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Christine had an argument with her mom. And her mom is saying, when she's talking about equality, what was she referencing? That her opinion was more important than yours?
Yes. and that I don't, I know this is going to sound weird, but that I disagreed with her. I didn't think that she treated me very nicely, and I told her that. And any time, I mean, this is a long history, but I've learned to just let everything go that she says. But about once a year, I feel like I need to defend myself.
And this was the once, huh?
This is, well, but the thing is, she went off on my husband like 3 weeks ago. So it's a situation where I really probably would have let this go, but she went off on him 3 weeks ago. And so now, so then it kind of was lingering, like I needed to.
Okay.
You know, but say anything to her, defend yourself, you're wrong.
Well, all right, so how many kids does your mom have? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, she has two.
The other sib, older or younger?
Younger.
Okay.
He's a boy. Well, he's not a boy. He's, you know.
He's a man.
He's three. Okay. He's 2 years or 3 years younger than me. That's, yeah.
Does she have a better relationship with him than she does with you?
Not really. I mean.
Okay.
He lives in another state. He's lived in another state for 25 years. And for a long time, he was totally, he got so mad at her about his wedding, you know, that, because she's difficult. And then we didn't talk to him for many years, and that was very hurtful. Somehow he put me into that, too. And then, but then he came around and, the last couple years, I've gotten a good relationship with him through texting and stuff. And so the thing is, now he wants, last year, he really wanted us all to be in a beach house together on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that.
Woo!
Wait, the beginning of July. So
anxiety, you know, anxiety.
Yeah, so that's, you know, and my husband,
okay.
He's going to go for like 2 or 3 days and then fly home. So
okay.
That's how we're working.
So how long are you going to be there?
We're all going to be together for a week.
Okay.
On the beach, in a beach house.
On the beach, in the beach house. Okay, mm-hmm. Do you have kids?
I do, and that was where this all stemmed from. She was
okay, ages?
Parenting.
Yep, okay. Age, how old are your kids?
12 and 9.
Okay. All right. All right. First of all, believe it or not, I mean, what I'd like to convince you of by the end of this phone call, if not at the beginning, is the issue of equality is sort of irrelevant. I mean, it's unmeasurable, and it's one of those things that people go to war about for no particular payoff because it's a concept rather than a reality. I mean, you're not going to find a scale that measures that the two of you are exactly 50-50. So if you can let go of that notion temporarily. But fundamentally, what your mom is saying is, and what both of you are saying, interestingly enough, is respect must be paid. And neither of you feel that the other one respects the other one. Okay. So tell me what was the argument have any relevance, or was it just sort of symptomatic of the fact that she was critical of your husband and your parenting?
No, it was. It was that, and I think I see her point on this, and I told her that I see her point, but she doesn't want any problems when she watches my kids. Okay, that's her rule. So, you know, my son was up all night doing things he shouldn't have been, eating, he shouldn't have been. He fell asleep on Sunday afternoon. I tried waking up. He wouldn't wake up, so he was up all night. And he was on his iPad, and he shouldn't have been, you know, because he's supposed to be sleeping. So I had to work. It's just a subbing job, but I had to work. We already had it done where my mom would watch the boys for me, because otherwise, you know, it's just 3 hours of, you know. So anyway, my son, I wasn't going to let him have electronics because of this situation, and then he wanted to sleep over there. I told him you cannot sleep because he has to, you know, if he sleeps, then we have this whole problem again where he's going to be up all night. So I told him he is not to sleep. So he goes over there. They're upset because they didn't have electronics and they're bored. And then they're telling my mom.
Okay, let me stop you for just a second. you violated the rule that she has.
I know.
Which is, and so you're allowed certainly to have all of these structures when you can enforce them, but essentially
right.
you were asking your mother to reinforce your rules,
right.
which she didn't want to do. In the same way that if some, let me just give you a parallel situation, if you, one of your kids has a sleepover, a birthday party, and the mother calls and says, you know, he's lactose intolerant, I want you to make sure that he doesn't get any ice cream, you'd be a fool to go along with that. The parent has every right to do that, but not every right to make you enforce their rules. So you're already in trouble. And the reason it's important to go over this is not because I'm trying to beat up on you, but because this is going to come up again. That the rules, and the kids know it, that grandma means we don't have to follow the rules. That's why kids love their grandparents. That's why grandparents spoil kids. So you're allowed to enforce any rules you want when the kid's under your jurisdiction, and you can enforce them. You're not allowed to make her the enforcement for your rules, because she won't do it. And she's going to feel resentful, and your kids will rip her off. I mean, it's not feasible. So you just have to understand that you had a legitimate issue. But taking away a kid's electronics and say you can't sleep, now go deal with grandma, never going to work.
I agree with that. But what happened, because at first when I walked in the door, she attacked me, okay?
She'd been dealing with this creepy little 12-year-old who had no sleep and couldn't play with his electronics for 3 hours. So you're lucky she didn't have the kids sitting on the street corner in the snow, you know, with the wolves around. So, the thing is, once you're wrong, you lose all control of the situation because you were wrong in this one. However, there's an underlying issue here, which is the two of you are not respectful of each other. And if it's any comfort, I will share with you a conversation I had with my mother, at which point she criticized, I don't even know that it was my parenting, but I felt it was my parenting, and it was, you know, or my daughter or something. And I said, this was what I said to her. Mom, I love you dearly. You're the only mother I'll ever have. But here's the deal. If the price of admission for dealing with you is that I have to listen to you, I have to defend myself against your criticism of my parenting or my kid or my lifestyle or anything else, it's not that I won't deal with you, because I will, but I'm not going to deal with you very often. Because if every time I pick up that phone or every time I think about dealing with you, I'm preparing myself for battle, I'm just not going to do it very much because it just feels lousy. So we need to figure out a way that we don't rub each other, that I know you have opinions, and if I ask your opinion, you are perfectly encouraged to share it. If I don't, I'll just sort of have the rule that you had for me. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. They put you on hold. Come back in a minute. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're dealing with Christine and her mom saying, we are not equals. And Christine, lest you think that my sort of statement to my mom was magical, her response was that I treated her with sublime indifference. My mother has never talked like that in her life, which meant that I knew she was talking with somebody else. She was complaining about me to somebody else, which just infuriated me. So it was not the end of the conversation, but at least it was the beginning of a conversation that said, Mom, look, I love you. We have to figure out a different way of relating to one another. I'm not 5 years old anymore. You can't send me to my room. If I want your opinion about something, I will ask for it. If you don't have something nice to say, let's treat me like a next door neighbor, and let's see if we can't figure out a way to be respectful of each other. And I also sort of started doing things that both of us like to do together. So it wasn't on my turf or her turf. And the relationship really had, it took a while, but it really evolved into a very nice relationship. And you're sort of at that juncture, Christine, that this relationship has to be neutralized or you're in trouble, because as your mom gets older, she's not going to get softer and easier. And as she loses things like her eyesight and her hearing and her jobs and things like that, doesn't tend to make people warm and fuzzy. And so as you become, if the only role the two of you have ever evolved is parent and child, and as she becomes more childlike, which inevitably happens as we get older, if you think the parent-child relationship chases at this moment, think about how much worse it's going to be when you're having to organize where that she can't drive anymore, or what her medical conditions are going to be, or where she's going to live. So it's really important that the two of you tackle this at this moment.
Well, I have neutralized the relationship for the past.
Well, no, you haven't. You've just stopped talking with her. You just swallow your anger.
What I do is that she can't be reasonable. I mean, she honestly is her way or the highway.
Well, but Christine, but what you have to say to her is, Mom, look, if the deal is your way or the highway, I'm not going to divorce you. You're my mom, but I'm not going to do business with you very much because it's not much fun. So if there's a way that we could stop doing this, that we could find neutral topics, that either we take a class together. I know you're my mom. I'm respectful of that, but I'm 45 years old, and I don't need someone telling me what to do all the time. And if we can figure out a different way to interact with one another, I'm going to be much more accepting of you, because she knows she knows when your eyeballs are rolling back and your nostrils thin out. I mean, she knows, and you haven't neutralized it. You're just sort of giving her the notion of, I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to argue is not the same as neutralizing. Neutralizing is it doesn't drive either of us crazy anymore.
We've actually come a long way, because I've listened to you, and I mean, actually listening to you. You know, when I was 35, I really let a lot of things go. And, I mean, I agree.
Tell me what you want from her at this moment. Tell me what would make you happy in terms of her behavior.
Well, I think what you're saying is, I think she's getting more bristly.
Yep.
So, and that's the thing, is that she's not capable. Like, I look at my parents as I kind of look at them as sort of, not derogatory, but kind of intellectually disabled a little bit. Like, they're not capable.
Okay, but that's not going to help you. I'm not arguing with it, because I think every generation feels a lot smarter than their parents, right? I mean, I think that's inevitable. And your kids are going to do the same thing to you, so be prepared. But, so here's the deal. What you need to do is to sort through the detritus and figure out what it is that your mom has that is admirable and extraordinary. For example, my mom is the most charming human being on the face of the earth. My mom and Truth have only a passing relationship. My mom and Logic have no relationship whatsoever. If I could spend probably the next year of my program talking about my mother's lack of parenting skills, and I could go through all of that, and I would be angry with Mom all the time, and she would be angry with me, because she's not stupid. She knows me probably as well as anybody, and she knows when I'm being, oh, come on, Mom. So what had to evolve for us is me acknowledging that she is the most charming person on the face of the planet. She could charm a rock. And so from that, I can be charmed by her. And when she pulls some of her stuff, I can say, Mom, you know, it's not working. You know, the charm will only take us so far. So we've kind of evolved this kind of way of supporting each other about what we like about each other, as opposed to being furious with one another about what we don't like. At one point she said to me that I was ruthless, which I'm a lot of things that are not very nice, but ruthless is not even on the top 400. But her name is Ruth. And I think that was a Freudian, that was one of those sort of moments that I thought, wow, she's really in touch with something that she's not even aware that she's in touch with, which is I'm not like her on some levels. So what we have had to work on, and we have, is what we are like, what we like about each other and where we are alike. And I also know things to avoid. She knows things that are not going to work on me, and sometimes I have to remind you they're not going to work. But because there's that bottom line, basic affection for each other, that I can remind her without taking it personally. I don't have to yell at her. I can say, Mom, we've talked about that, not workable. You know, I will listen to you talk about this and this, but I'm not going to do that. But there's no real anger about it, and there's no real, if you respected me, you wouldn't do that.
Well,
because once you get that, the R word in there, you're lost.
Well, my mom, when I've tried those kind of things, she just screams at me.
But all you have to do is just let her scream, and then when she's done, say, okay, can we go back and revisit this?
Okay.
All you have to do, her reaction is predicated on your reaction. So you can't change her behavior, but you can change yours.
That's
and by changing
time,
yours,
yeah.
then and when I say change, I'm not saying swallow your anger, because that's not workable. And she knows you're doing it, and not only she knows you're doing it, but it will encourage her on some level, because it's control. And what every woman in America and probably in the world is struggling with at some point is controlled, because in our society that moms are responsible for their kids, as unrealistic and foolish a notion it is. So the more independent our kids become, the more, if we don't have something else to substitute for it, the more we're threatened by that. And so, and what you do when you're threatened is you do one of two things. You either lash out or you sulk, or some horrible combination of the two. So the way to have a better relationship with your mom is to give her something. Give her some respect for something that you legitimately appreciate about her. And it may take some thought, because you spent a long time being angry with her. The two of you are very similar people. You're both stubborn. You're both opinionated. You're both prideful. You both get your feelings hurt very easily. So, but find something about her that she could do maybe even better than you could do. And give her that, and you'll find a different person. Pardon?
She can decorate well.
Great. Then saying to her, Mom, listen, I could really use some help on decoration. You know I'm such a klutz. Tell me how you do this.
Maybe I can ask her to go with me to get a bathing suit.
Perfect. I mean, I get it. You're getting it. That if you can give her something positive, you know my basic rule of life.
She's in control.
Well, it's not only that. It's that all God's children need attention. If we can't get it for doing something right, we'll get it for doing something wrong.
Right.
And because we'd rather be punished than ignored. So if you can ignore some of the things that drive you nuts, just let her yell. And when she's done, say, okay, can we go back and talk about this now? And let her vent, because trying to get in the middle of somebody who's having a temper tantrum is a waste of time. But then just calmly go back and say, okay, which shows that you are respectful of the relationship and that you're sticking with it. You're neither pretending that she doesn't exist. You're not yelling back at her.
This is what she wants. She accused my husband of us not seeing her and him keeping me away from her, which is all nonsense. But
wait. Christine, that's what I said to you 10 minutes ago, is that she knows that you will avoid time with her because you feel so defensive about it. So go back to that and say, listen, here's the deal. The easier our relationship is, the more I feel like I can come to you and you will pat my head, pat me on the back, tell me I'm pretty, whatever, as honest as possible, the more we move toward pleasure, we move away from pain. With respect to your husband, let me just say something for all marriages everywhere. All of us as women go to our spouses and complain about our family when we're unhappy with them. It is a trap, because then they don't like them, and then we get mad at them because they don't want to visit. Find somebody else to complain to about your mom other than your husband. All right, hang on. I'll let you finish anything up that you need to do here. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so Christine, obviously you get it, that finding things that your mother can do for you that make you happy, that make you respectful of her, it's a way to begin. And then doing things together and in terms of the equality, if you let go of that concept, because what both of you are saying, she's saying you don't like me, you don't want to be around me.
That's what she's saying. It is, because that's what she said.
Well, but it's true.
Well, not really. I mean, I tried giving her a hug, and then I told her how much I loved her, and then she turned around and, well, you shouldn't treat me this way, and you.
Well, but so what did you when she said you shouldn't treat me this way? What did you do or say?
Usually, I say, Mom, come on, we're not going to the depths of despair. You know. This
no. How? Wait. How about if you said to her,
this time,
Christine,
it infuriated me.
What if you said to her, tell me what I could do differently?
Okay.
And if you tried to give her a hug and in the middle of an argument...
Well, maybe that's the problem.
That's not kosher.
Well, I wasn't mad anymore, so...
It doesn't make any difference. It's very manipulative.
Oh, okay. All right.
What if your kid, when you're scolding him for, you know, that he stayed up all night on his phone and playing games, he came and you're really mad at him and he puts his arms around and says, oh, Mom, I love you. That's manipulative on his part. He's saying, I'm not paying any attention. You have to let this go and I'm going to, that's infuriating.
Okay.
That's not okay, because what you're doing is sort of trying to really muzzle her and saying, if we love each other, then I can do anything I want. And
well,
it's not any more than your sin. Pardon?
We just sweep it under the rug. And that's
well, but
I
you don't have
through.
To sweep things under the rug. All you have to do is sort of say to her, I mean, she's saying, I want something different from you, so ask her what it is.
Well, she did tell me. She told
me. Okay, what'd you say?
She went off on my husband, and I wasn't there. I was gone. And then when I came back, and this was at my...
Okay, wait a minute. Let me just stop for a minute.
Okay.
Here's the deal. If somebody goes off on your husband, mm-hmm. what you need to say to her is, listen, Mom, I love you both. I want the two of you to have a relationship. You got a complaint with him? Talk with him about it.
Well, then she said, but then I got to the root of it. I said, what's going on? And I got to the root of it, and she said that I don't spend enough time with her.
Well, but that isn't. She's talking about two things. She's talking about the fact that you, and my guess is that at least once in the relatively recent past, when you're supposed to go over there, you said, Henry doesn't want to come, or Henry doesn't come, or whatever. I mean, look at your own behavior, Christine. You don't like her. You don't want to spend a lot of time with her, and you've complained enough to your husband that he doesn't particularly like her either. The two of them have to work out their own relationship. You don't get caught in the middle, but you can't use him as the reason that you're not dealing with her, because then she has the legitimate statement that says, he's keeping you away from me. You've got some work to do here.
Well, what it was is, and she's right, because the only time we get together is at my kids' soccer games, and then we can't talk. So then I said I will make an effort every week, and then we went out to lunch.
Good.
So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask her for things that she's good at with help with.
Yeah.
Now, because she's retired now, and of course she didn't want anything to do with me for years. But now that she's retired, this is just recent, in the last year. But that's fine. I always wanted her
Christine,
to reach out to me more.
Christine, you got to let go of the past as well. That it wasn't that she didn't want anything to do with you. The two of you have a very difficult relationship. And it's difficult because both of you are stubborn, and both of you get overly sensitive, and both of you find other things to spend your time on. And you're right. Now that she has more time... that she really is probably a little bit lonelier, but so what? I mean, so you got what you wanted, so don't sort of hold her up for saying, well, okay, I don't want to spend any time with you now, because when I wanted to spend time with you, you weren't interested. I mean, you can't undo the past, so figure out how to move forward. Now, let me tell you, when the 12-year-old and a 9-year-old, in the next, 10 years, those kids are going to be out of the house.
Right.
And so you may be looking for somebody to play with as well. So the two of you have some work to do.
I think every week I'll ask her. The only thing that's going to be hard is when I work, because I'm a teacher. So when I'm going back to work, it will be hard once a week.
Do you have evenings, or you could say, let's grab breakfast before I go to work. I mean, you'll figure out a way to do it.
I think I'm gonna be committed to trying to do things that she likes once a week.
Well, and things that you like too.
Yeah,
because otherwise and maybe taking a course together, or getting manicure pedicures together, or taking an exercise class together. And there are lots of things that could be mutually pleasurable for both of you. And also, of finding things that the two of you like to do that she may also do with other people, because that gives her, that means that the entire responsibility for keeping her social life going isn't specifically on your shoulders or exclusively on your shoulders.
Because for many years, for the past 10 years, really, we only had a blowout like once a year. So, but she was working and busy and
felt better about herself.
And what?
And she felt better about herself. She was
right.
More connected.
Well,
and
now she's retired, but it wasn't really her. She has arthritis. And, I mean,
well, maybe
I think
she
what
needs,
you're saying, she's gotten more bristly, you know.
Yeah, well, but she also maybe, I mean, for example, she's really good at decorating. Maybe she needs to be hooked up with the local Girl Scout troop and for decorating, or for local senior citizens where she can teach decoupage or something. I mean, think about things that she might, that where she could kind of take things that she's already good at and feel a little bit more connected to people, feel a little less useful, feel a little more useful.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I just wanted to know. I mean, is it possible that we're not equals? I mean,
but
I guess it's no on that.
Well, it's a useless concept. It's like, well, okay, you have to give 50%. Well, the idea of both of you giving 50%, all somebody has to be off is by 0.1%, and nothing happens. So it's a useless concept. Who cares about equality? What the two of you want to do is have a good relationship with each other.
Right.
You'll never be her mother, and she'll never be your daughter, but so what? It's not the relevant issue. The relevant issue is how do we find things that are mutually pleasant to deal with?
Okay.
And both of you have veto powers, or neither of you do. But it's not the relevant issue.
Yeah, and I'm sure it wasn't. So that was good. That was good insight. And thank you. I mean, you nailed it on the head. That you helped me through all this 10 years ago too. So
well, good. we'll do a little remediation every 10 years or so. Well, wait until your kids hit, it may be 5 years. When your kids hit mid-teens, you may want to put me on speed dial as well.
Oh, but now it's different. Those tween years are not very much fun either.
Yeah, but you haven't, I mean, wait till sex starts, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, don't
exactly.
Even say that.
I know. Well, see, you think you're seeing it now. Trust me, you're not. 855, that's why I'm here. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.